wildlife celebrity. David Mizujewski. Good morning, David.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
I am. I'm planning on taking part of this big event on the 25th.
Excellent. Yeah, it's the Great American Backyard Campout, and it's actually our seventh year doing it. And you know what it's all about is just trying to give people a fun way that they can turn off the TV, turn off the cell phone, relax with the family, and just have a fun outdoor nature experience.
Okay. So I'm sending the wife out to buy a tent. What do I need to know? I'll put the bears out.
Well, in most places, you don't have to worry about bears, especially if you're camping in your backyard. But, I mean, the big thing to do is check out our website. It's got tons of really great information on all the basic information on, you know, how to set up your campsite, how to, you know, what kind of things you want to cook out on your backyard barbecue or your fire pit or whatever, camp recipes. We've got games. We've even got songs if you're into that. So, you know, and as far as the tent goes.
My neighbors would love me singing songs.
Well, you know, some people get into the kumbaya moments, you know, so we want to facilitate that because, you know, it sounds goofy, but it can actually be a lot of fun and, you know, brings back that sort of nostalgia of the of our youth for us grown-ups, right, you know, going to summer camp and things like that. And the reality is that kids today are not getting those experiences. They're spending almost all of their time indoors. It's like for school-age kids, almost 8 hours a day inside in front of electronic screens on computers, texting, video games, computers, all that kind of stuff, and they never go outside anymore. And so we're all at the same time we're seeing obesity rates skyrocket and childhood diabetes and attention deficit. And there's all this research that shows that kids that go outside to play or to camp out with their family or whatever don't have any of those issues or have them in you know, a much lesser degree. You know, kids that go outside are more physically fit.
This is Friday, right? Is the big date? Is that what it is?
It's actually Saturday, June 25th.
Okay. Hey, Nance?
Yeah, good morning.
All right, there's wife unit right
Hi.
There. Okay, this Saturday night, did you hear what we're doing?
I'm gathering information. Yeah, I understand it's going to be something around a tent.
Yes, we are. we are sleeping out in the backyard.
We are. Okay, well, we've got that tent up before.
Yeah, but actually, we're doing it. We're all going out there. We're the whole family, right, David? We need the
whole
family.
What if it's a rainy night?
More fun.
See, you took the words out of my mouth, right? Well, you know, that's where doing a little bit of preparation comes in. You know, I mean, you might check the weather. If you think there's going to be some rain, maybe you want to set up a tarp. Or if you're in your tent, you know, you don't really have to worry too much about that. But think about it. Think how nice it would be to fall asleep to the sound of, you know, some rain while you're outside enjoying nature, relaxing. You don't have the TV. You don't have the news. You don't have, you know, the cell phone ringing and just the stress.
Have you ever slept in a tent in the rain, bro?
Actually, I have.
That's not a pleasant sound.
Well, it depends on how hard it's raining. I'll give you that. If it's a really bad downpour, but a nice, you know, gentle drizzle, you know, it's like one of those white noise machines, except you don't need a machine to get it, right?
Right.
Well, I'm wondering what the neighbors are going to say, but I'm willing to do this. I'm going to do it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we've had a tent out there before, and Zach and his friends before, remember, they took a big tarp and they kind of made a tent, remember?
Yeah, they did. Didn't we?
Yeah.
We've
had a lot. We've had more, like, camping in our backyards than I think anybody in the neighborhood, for sure.
Well, see, there you go. You guys are old pros.
Yeah, when
I don't know if we're pros, but we've dabbled.
I used to take a light, like a flashlight, and I would take a little tiny bear, a little figure of a bear, and I would light it up behind it so it would light up. They thought there was a bear in there.
Didn't they do that on the Brady Bunch?
I'm sure they did. Where do you think I got that idea? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, and again, that's part of it. I mean, you know, camping can be a really fun experience for people of all ages. And again, for grown-ups, I think it gets a little bit of our nostalgia going because, let's face it, when we were kids, we went outside and we played. We camped out in the backyard. We caught frogs. And, again, kids today are just not getting those experiences. And for us at National Wildlife Federation, we know that not only – like I was saying earlier, you know, kids that go outside to play and get the fresh air are much better off health-wise. But we also know that if they don't have those experiences as kids, they grow up into adults that don't care about nature. They don't care about our environment, clean air, clean water, wildlife. And for us, again, at National Wildlife Federation, that's a scary thought. And so we have a lot of programs, and this is just one of them, but, you know, that are really designed to help families get back outdoors, get those, you know, those fun family experiences going on. And a lot of families, we've been doing this for 7 years now, have made the Great American Backyard Campout an annual event. They bring in the extended family, the grandparents and the kids, and they just have fun. You know, the kids might gripe at first when you make them turn off their cell phones and make them go outside, but trust me, if you really get into it, it can be a lot of fun.
You know, there's nothing I could see more fun than invite my mom and your mom and dad, Nance. Well, what more fun would we have than that? Huh? Bring the whole group there. Now, David, one quick thing. I hear your phone ringing. I know you got to run. But real quickly.
Mine.
Oh, is that your phone? Oh, then you got to run.
Yeah.
I was looking. Children only spend 4 to 7 minutes a day playing outside. Is that right?
Yeah. It's crazy if you think about it. And that's the whole thing, is that no one's saying that television is evil and, you know, no one should have a cell phone and you should never go online. You know, these are all great tools and resources and entertainment. But things have just gotten so out of balance. You know, again, this average school-age kid is spending almost 8 hours a day indoors in front of these electronic screens. And get this, by the time a kid in the U.S. goes to kindergarten, they've already watched 5,000 hours of television. That's enough hours to earn a college degree. So I think, you know, it's pretty obvious that things are out of whack. They're out of balance. And part of our mission here at National Wildlife Federation is to connect people with nature. And we focus a lot on kids because they're the ones that are really being impacted by this really sort of overscheduled indoor lifestyle that we're now leading.
I hear you, man. Well, it all comes to an end for us on Saturday. Get that tent, Nance. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm going to need a bigger tent.
Yeah.
All right. No electricity. No. No cell phones. No. Nothing. The guitar. And Nikki knows how to play guitar. We're gonna sing Kumbaya.
There you go.
We'll light marshmallows. I'll light the damn tent on fire. Is what I'll wind up doing. David, I'm gonna call you Monday and let you know about the damage.
Okay. Let's hope that there's no damage. Let's hope all you have are good stories.
I hope so. I look forward to it. All right, all the information to help out is nwf.org/campout. There'll be more information, though. I'm going to go study it right now. So Saturday night's going to be a blast. All right, man. Thanks, David.
You're welcome.